Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Charlene, C-H-A-R-L-E-N-E, Locantore, L-O-C-A-N-T-O-R-E. Charlene Locantore is a 53-year-old woman who reports she was injured while at work on 4-5-18. Appeared she was a waitress and was carrying a big tray of dishes. Appeared somebody dropped a tray and she slipped and twisted her leg, injuring her left knee. Appeared she did go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to what she understands to be a final diagnosis of a torn anterior cruciate ligament. Period. She describes undergoing surgery on the left knee 4 times due to infections. Appeared she was hospitalized for 6 months. Appeared she also conveys undergoing 2 surgeries on the right knee. Appeared she does not recall when she last received treatment. Appeared new paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Locatore alleges she slipped on a French fry and sustained permanent injury to the left knee, parentheses, right knee, close parentheses, with psychiatric residuals. Paired treatment records show she was seen at Kennedy Emergency Room on 4-12-18, period. She underwent x-rays of the right knee that were compared to a study of 7-12-16. Appeared there was no acute osseous abnormality. Appeared there was mild tricompartmental osteoarthrosis with a small joint effusion. Appeared she also had x-rays of the left knee that showed a minimally depressed fracture of the lateral tibial plateau. Period. She was treated and released on crutches and in a splint. Period. The more specific right knee x-ray showed a lateral tibial plateau fracture. Period. This was minimally depressed. Appeared there was tricompartmental osteoarthrosis, most prominently in the medial compartment. Appeared it was noted that she was already taking Suboxone. That reflects addiction to opiates. That was ongoing. Period. New paragraph on 5/31/18. She returned to the emergency room, stating the previous evening she fell, landing on her right knee. Period. She was diagnosed this time with after a CAT scan, a minimally depressed fracture of the lateral tibial plateau. Appeared the fracture measures 1.4 centimeters in width and 2 centimeters in anterior posterior dimension, while there was 1 millimeter of articular depression seen. Appeared there was tricompartmental osteoarthrosis with joint space narrowing and marginal osteophyte formation, most prominently in the medial compartment. Appeared there is a moderate joint effusion, but no convincing hemoarthrosis. Period. New paragraph. She then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Reiner, R-E-I-N-E-R, beginning 5/14/18. Period. She described she injured her right. Injured her left knee when she slipped on a French fry in 4/5/18. Appeared she had to use a cane to try to ambulate. Appeared she tried to go to an urgent care center following the accident, but could not because this was not authorized. Appeared she tried to see her primary care physician, but again could not be seen without authorization. Appeared she did go to the emergency room. Her x-rays showed no fracture or dislocation on the visit of 4/12/18, but there was some minimal arthritic changes present. She was given a referral to orthopedist Dr. Kovacs, KOVACS, but again did not see him due to lack of authorization. Bitch remains symptomatic, period. He performed an evaluation and diagnosed internal derangement of the left and underlying left knee, comma, acute injury with possible meniscal and ligamentous tears. Period. He ordered an MRI of the knee, period. She followed up with Dr. Reiner on 1/14/19, period. He described performing surgery on 8/15/18. Period. She was found to have tears to the medial and lateral meniscus. Period. Medial and lateral meniscectomy was carried out. Period. MRI had been done, confirming a meniscal tear. Period. He also wrote she returned to see him and follow up on 9/4/18, complaining of pain in her right knee. Period. She saw him frequently and on 10/2/18 for both knees. Period. Her left knee was improving, but her right knee was becoming more symptomatic. Period. He requested an MRI of the right knee. Period. This was done and described on his visit of 11/15/18. Period. There was some bruising of the lateral tibial plateau and meniscal tears, medial and lateral. Period. He scheduled her for arthroscopy of the right knee on 12/19/18. Period. Her left knee surgery had been done under the Horizon New Jersey Health because workers' compensation carrier would not take responsibility or authorize treatment for the left knee. Period. When seeking authorization for her right knee for the surgery on 12/19/18, they were told she needed an independent evaluation. Period. She then did see Dr. Dermengian, D-I-R-M-E-N-G-I-A-N, in January 2019, but he did not see the report. Period. Her right knee was rescheduled to 1/16/19. Period. On 6/18/19, he performed bilateral knee x-rays that had shown progression of arthritis. Period. The left knee is somewhat more advanced than the right, with complete loss of the joint space medially, some sclerosis and osteophytes medially, and some patellofemoral arthritis as well. Here, the right knee also shows some arthritic changes with narrowing medially and patellofemoral pathology. Here, he concluded she developed progressive post-traumatic arthritis to the knees, more advanced on the left than the right. Here, they discussed this pathology and possible treatment solutions, including surgery. Period. She was prescribed naproxen. Period. She returned on 8/15/19, noting the surgery was scheduled for July, but had to be postponed since she was in the hospital for unrelated problems. Period. Those problems had resolved, and she continued to have pain in both knees. Period. Her surgery was rescheduled once again. Period. New paragraph on 10/15/19, he wrote she had left total knee arthroplasty on 9/25/19. Period. She was in the hospital several days and then discharged to rehabilitation. Period. While there, she fell and banged her buttocks and ribcage. She was ultimately transferred to Laurel Manor Healthcare, where she is at this time and is doing much better. Period. X-rays of the left knee show the implant in excellent position and stable. Period. X-rays of the right knee show joint space narrowing, comma, osteophytes and sclerosis. Period. She was then discharged to a home therapy program. Period. On 11/5/19, Dr. Reiner wrote, she had arthroscopic surgery to both knees, which gave her slight relief, but she had developed progressive osteoarthritis. Period. He recommended arthroplasty on the right knee, as he had done on the left. Period. They discussed the use of Suboxone, and he recommended she stop this before surgery on November 15. Period. He did prescribe Ultram 50 milligrams to take every 4 hours for the few days leading up to surgery. Period. On 7/9/20, Dr. Reiner summarized that she underwent left total knee arthroplasty on 9/25/19. Period. On 5/3/20, she had to be admitted for the knee to be aspirated and was consistent with an infection. Period. On 5/8/20, the implant was removed. Period. She had antibiotic spacer surgery and was seeing infectious disease, who placed her on intravenous antibiotics. Period. She initially went to a rehab facility but was not happy. Period. She left and then came back to the hospital on her course of 6 weeks of antibiotics. Period. She was discharged on 6/25/20. Period. She was to return to see him on 6/30/20 for an aspiration and possible reimplantation surgery scheduled for July 8th, but she did not make that appointment. She was being seen today with a friend who was with her. Period. He did perform aspiration of the left knee of approximately 5 cc's of blood-tinged fluid. Period. He sent this for cultures. Period. He rescheduled the surgery for 7/29/20 pending a negative culture. Period. New paragraph, and underline this. The next batch of progress notes seem to be out of chronological order to the ones I've just summarized. Period. On 4/30/19, he noted, on 4/17/19, he did arthroscopy on the right knee when she had a tear of the medial meniscus and chondromalacia. Period. Medial meniscectomy was carried out. Period. She also had tearing to the lateral meniscus, which was resected. Period. She was going to start therapy to both knees. Period. She was monitored by Dr. Reiner. Period. On 2/6/20, she was walking without a walker. Period. She related to being on Suboxone for 4 years. Period. She never really disclosed all that on the initial evaluation. Period. She received this from a physician in Philadelphia. Period. She had been on oral opioids following the surgery, which Dr. Reiner wanted to limit. Period. However, she was not tolerating her postoperative pain. Period. He placed her on a hinged knee brace and started her on a 10/EMS unit to improve with rehab and control pain. Period. On the visit of 12/22/20, x-rays of both knees were done. Period. On the right, there was arthroplasty with primary procedure in good position and stable without loosening, fracture, or dislocation. Period. Left knee showed total knee arthroplasty with the implant in good position and stable without evidence of loosening. Period. He told her he would be retiring and she would be able to come back and pick up her records, and he would give recommendations for follow-up. Period. She was aware that it would have to be approved by her workers' compensation carrier. Period. She was given a prescription for Neurontin 300 milligrams 4 times per day and Motrin 800 milligrams 3 times per day with food. Period. New paragraph, x-rays of the right knee were done on 5/31/18 at the emergency room and showed the aforementioned lateral tibial plateau fracture. record on 5/31/18. She underwent a CAT scan of the right knee. Appeared it identified minimally displaced fracture on lateral tibial plateau. Appeared there was tricompartmental osteoarthrosis, most prominently in the medial compartment. Period. She underwent additional diagnostic studies at the hospital on 6/19/18. Period. This was an apparent MRI of the unspecified knee. Appeared there was medial compartment osteoarthritis with partial cartilage denudation, subarticular stress response, and complete extrusion of the medial meniscus, which demonstrates a complex tear. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was seen by orthopedist Dr. Dermengian, D-E-I-R-M-E-N-G-I-A-N, on 1/2/19 for bilateral knee pain. Period. He noted her history of arthroscopic surgery and injections. Appeared she had been on Suboxone low dose for pain control. Appeared she also had a body mass index of 47 and is an active smoker. Appeared x-rays done in the office showed the left knee had severe arthritis with bone-on-bone contact, cysts, and spurs. Appeared exam found full extension with 60 degrees of flexion. Appears she has pain out of proportion to her x-ray findings. Period. He felt the only appropriate surgery at that time was knee replacement. Period. If she is able to get down to 230 pounds, quit smoking and wean from the Suboxone, he would be happy to meet with her and discuss knee replacement. Period. He still felt she is at high risk of a poor subjective result, but at least it could be done more safely. Period. On 4/17/19, Dr. Reiner performed arthroscopy of the right knee with arthroscopic medial meniscectomy. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was torn medial meniscus, torn lateral meniscus, and chondromalacia of the patella on the right knee. Period. On 7/10/19, Dr. Reiner performed left total knee arthroplasty. Period. Scratch that. It was planned for left total knee arthroplasty with dates in the near future. Period. On 9/4/19, she submitted to the left total knee arthroplasty for a diagnosis of arthritis. Period. However, the surgery had to be canceled due to concerns over cardiac issues by Dr. Peter, P-E-T-E-R. Period. Surgery was rescheduled for 9/25/19. Period. Dr. Reiner followed her closely over the next few years. Period. On 7/29/20, he performed revision left total knee arthroplasty. Appears she was status post removal of total knee implant from prior infection on 5/8/20. Period. While being treated by Dr. Reiner, she also received infectious disease treatment. Period. On the visit of 8/2/20, all three cultures showed no growth at 72 hours. Period. She was to be discharged home later that day. Period. She did undergo pulmonary consultation on 7/9/19 for the admission of 7/8/19. Period. It was noted she gained about 100 pounds last year. Apparently she was brought into the emergency department due to lower extremity pain requiring laser reconstructive surgeries of the lower extremities with worsening shortness of breath and orthopnea, period. There was concern for a COPD exacerbation and also possible new onset congestive heart failure. Paired pulmonary consultation would be requested, and she has begun on appropriate medications. Paired she also was diagnosed with bilateral lower extremity cellulitis, for which she was started on intravenous ANSEF. Paired another diagnosis was smoking, for which she was advised to quit. Paired she had a history of type 2 diabetes mellitus, opiate abuse, and anxiety, period. She did receive home health care as well, period. New paragraph on 5/20/20. The nurse wrote she was admitted to the hospital and was to receive a 6-week course of antibiotics. Apparently she was at a facility. Because she was at a facility, she will be ruled out for COVID-19, although she has no symptoms. Period, new paragraph. Dr. Dwyer evaluated her orthopedically on 8/10/22. Period. X-rays of the left knee showed a well-seated knee replacement with stems in both the femur and tibia. Paired the Merchant X-ray demonstrates some slight patellar tilt. Paired he was not certain the patella was ever resurfaced. Period. He recommended aspiration of the knee with fluid analysis to rule out infection, particularly given her history of septic arthropathy. Paired she declined an aspiration that day because of complaints of left hip pain from a recent fall. Paired she promised she would have her knee aspirated the following week. Period. On 8/17/22, he found her to be very emotionally labile. Paired she told him she had PTSD. Paired he spent at least 35 minutes in the room convincing her to proceed with the aspiration, as did her family. Paired ultimately, he attempted aspiration, but she was unable to complete the procedure. Period. He advised it would be helpful to have cell counts from her knee. Period of culture was only positive in 50% of infected knee replacements. Period. And underline that with a question mark also. New paragraph, Ms. Locantore had x-rays of the left knee on 5/6/22 that showed total knee arthroplasty changes. Apparently she was seen by Dr. Dwyer again on 8/10/22. Period. He recommended aspiration of the knee with fluid analysis. Apparently she declined aspiration today, again because of pain in the left hip from a recent fall. He advised her diabetes is under very poor control, which markedly increases her propensity to develop infection. Period. In paragraph, she underwent a need for treatment evaluation by Dr. Cedar, S-I-D-O-R, on 11/9/22. Period. He wrote she had a good result to revision left total knee replacement after an infection. Period motion of the left knee and stability is quite good for what she had been through. Period he had no postoperative diagnostic studies available to review. Period he did not believe she was going to require any surgery in their absence. Period in regard to Dr. Dwyer trying to aspirate her knee, the reason why he was unable to obtain any fluid in the aspiration is because there was no effusion which is consistent with Dr. Cedar's exam that day. But this is actually a good sign that she does not have an infection. Pretty recommended a SED rate and C-reactive protein to rule out occult infection. If Dr. Dwyer did not order one, period. He did not take over treatment of other surgeons' infections, period. The surgeon that did the last revision should be working her up for an occult infection, particularly since that surgeon would be knowledgeable about the previous organisms and antibiotic treatment. Pretty, again, did not strongly suspect infection. Pretty, she did undergo x-rays. Scratch that. He requested receipt of recent postoperative revision total knee replacement x-rays for his review. Period. She had an infectious disease consultation on 4/4/23 by Dr. Yu, H-O-U, period. She synopsized the petitioner's course of treatment relative to her knees. Period. She also related to having several lumps in the right breast for which she needs surgery, but it had not yet been scheduled. But she was smoking 2 packs per day of cigarettes and was now down to 1.5 packs. Period. Amongst her list of diagnoses were pyogenic arthritis of the left knee joint. Period. She had already undergone bilateral total knee arthroplasties and total knee prosthesis removal with spacer insertion on the left. Period. Dr. Yu diagnosed leukocytosis with abnormal C-reactive protein, comma chronic pain in the left knee, comma nicotine abuse, comma anxiety, comma tobacco abuse, comma depression, and at risk for impaired health maintenance. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, she did not want to get on a scale, but estimated her own weight at 130 pounds. Bread parentheses, this is hard to accept at face value. She did use a rolling walker equipped with a seat. Period. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed decreased skin turgor. Bread, there was swelling of the left knee. Bread, there were healed surgical scars bilaterally. Period, anteriorly on the right. The scar measured 7 inches and on the left 9 inches. Period. She also had a 5-inch scar in the lateral left thigh secondary to a fall 6 months ago. Period. Motion of the right knee was from 0 to 115 degrees of flexion with a click. Period. Motion of the left knee was performed by her moving it with her right hand. Period. Extension was full and flexion was to 100 degrees with tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4/5. She resisted left hamstring strength but was otherwise 5/5. Period. She was tender to palpation at the left medial joint line but there was none on the right. Period. Provocative maneuvers were difficult to perform in light of her presentation. Period. Thoracic normal lumbosacral. She ambulated with a limp on the left. Period. She was able to stand on her heels but not on her toes. Period. She changed positions slowly from her chair and could not squat and rise. Period. Impressions. On 4/5/18, Charlene Locanturi slipped at work, injuring her left knee. Period. She underwent diagnostics and was found to have arthritis and internal derangement on the left knee. Period. She came to the orthopedic care of Dr. Reiner. Period. He performed surgery on the left and then the right knees. Period. Her surgeries were repeatedly postponed due to infections. and her reluctance. Period. She also seen orthopedically by Dr. Demengian and Dr. Lipschultz. Period. Dr. Cedar then also performed an evaluation, who recommended against surgery. Period. In paragraph, the current exam of Ms. Locantori found her to be much lighter in weight than she was during her course of treatment. Period. She had decreased range of motion about both knees with decreased turgor and saggy tissue. Period. Provocative maneuvers could not really be performed in a prone position. Period. She ambulated with a limp on her left. Period. She used a rolling walker with a seat. Period. In paragraph, with respect to the left leg, there is 17.5% permanent partial total disability. Period. This is for her arthroplasty and meniscectomies superimposed upon advanced arthritis treated surgically on multiple occasions. Period. There is 15% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg for the internal derangement and arthritis of that knee treated with surgeries including arthroplasty. Period. End.